If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy replay podcast.
All right, so I think I am being haunted. So here's the deal. We've talked in the past a lot about like what age kids should be allowed to stay home alone. But you know when an adult is terrified to stay home alone? Do you guys know any of these adults?
Yeah, all three of my brothers.
Really? They won't stay home alone?
They won't.
Really?
No.
I have a cousin like that. She's one of my best friends. And from the time we were 16, 17, 18 years old, as soon as she was home alone, somebody would get a call, like one of my aunts, my grandmother, whoever, from her being like just throwing herself on the ground because she swears something is going on and she's terrified. Like her anxiety just could not handle being in a house alone.
But how much of that is just her mind playing tricks on her?
All of it, okay, probably, in this case, for sure. But I think, do you know an adult who's terrified to stay home alone? You can send us a text at 92925 because I think I might be getting close. Is why I'm saying this.
And
this
boy.
This has never been an issue for me.
At least you're catching yourself sort of in the act.
Well, I'm very much an extrovert. I love being around people, but I also always liked my alone time, and it never really bothered me. I'm not easily freaked out. Mm-hmm. But lately, some strange things have been happening.
Okay.
Last week, there was one night, it was like 2-3 o'clock in the morning, and I woke up with a jolt with somebody banging really hard on my door. I think I told you guys this,
that's
right?
That's scary.
I was like, is there an Amazon order at 3 o'clock? So I just like kind of sat there in my bed. I was terrified to go look out the door and see if anything was happening.
And you're sure it was your door, not the door next door?
I'm not sure of anything these days. Right. I'm not sure it actually happened, or maybe it happened in my sleep.
Right.
Maybe I was having some sort of like weird nap or something, you know?
Nikki's not sure if even this is real.
I don't know.
Do you want me to pinch you?
Something strange is happening. Yesterday, same thing, went to bed. It was like 2-3 hours in. Suddenly I hear this huge, it wasn't a knock, but it was a huge crash. And this time I got up to go see what it was. And in my spare room, I've been switching bookshelves. So there was a pile of books and half of them were on the floor, and I don't know if that was the crash, or again, if I was sort of like half sleeping,
or if it was the ghost just pushing the books off the shelf.
I don't know, maybe, or if the books were already knocked over. I don't know for sure, but it's been like 3 or 4 or 5 in a row in the past few weeks, things like this happening, and suddenly I'm just like, I don't know if I want to be here.
Typically, you would think that older buildings may be haunted because they've had spirits from you know, generations past, but your building was built very recently. I mean, is it possible that new condo buildings are this haunted?
I mean, who knows? I haven't asked any ghosts lately, but that's why maybe it's me that's haunted, not the actual condo.
Right.
Like maybe if I slept somewhere else.
Oh, so you're bringing your bad luck and your hauntedness to us every morning.
I've been staging nonstop. If you have any ideas to get rid of this.
Now, how do you ask your neighbor without sounding crazy, like, have you heard any weird noises in the middle of the night? Because that's basically the only alibi that you're going to get, right?
Excuse me, ma'am. Are you haunted also?
Charlie
thinks I'm crazy because I go see her about every other week to help zip up my dress in the back.
Perfect. She loves that.
She'd probably be like, what is wrong with you? Okay, do you know of adults who are terrified to sleep alone? Also, aside from the stage, how can I get away from this haunting that is clearly happening?
I'm sure your home smells great right now.
My Google Home is acting up too. Like, it's too...
That doesn't surprise me.
Playing Ariana Grande when I didn't ask for Ariana Grande.
Stop it! No Ariana Grande!
We're getting a lot of texts at 92925.
Go ahead.
Someone says, I think you might have a poltergeist, which is German for a noisy ghost. You should Google it and find some insight on your visitor. Good luck.
Okay.
Gabby says, get a camera. My husband installed 7 at our home. That seems a bit excessive.
Wow.
7 cameras? I don't think cameras can catch ghosts, though, can they?
I don't know. If they're ghost cameras, they might be able to.
They can catch activity, like if something, you know, if something's teetering. Or...
Like that was the whole thing in Paranormal Activity. They had cameras set up, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
A lot of people are saying, I'm scared to stay home alone because flat out my house is haunted. That's what a lot of people are saying.
Someone's actually suggesting that you speak to them when you hear those noises. Talk back and see if you can get a response.
That's
a
good idea.
Shun them.
I'm scared.
Get out. You're not welcome here.
Do tell them.
Is that what
get
you're
them
supposed
mad.
To say?
I don't know.
No, you're supposed to be more like, hello, I come in peace.
Okay. Sam wants to talk tough to a ghost.
I come in peace. I'd like to be alone now, please.
You think you're all that?
No,
you can scare me.
Melanie said it could be haunted depending on what ground the condo was built on. That's another good point.
That's true.
Lynn, are you afraid to stay home alone?
Yes.
Yeah, okay,
really?
Why?
I don't know. It's just eerie. It's just spooky. It's dark. It's alone. You're alone. And it's just, you know, it's not fun. I don't like it.
Has anything bad happened while you were alone to scare
you? It was actually my sister that had lived in this apartment and things were happening. And of course, she started to freak me out.
What kind of things were happening?
Well, they had this industrial flashlight that did not have the battery in it. And it kept going on and off.
Ooh. Okay, that's weird.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. And then she would always constantly call the office at the apartment and they would say, no, no, no. And finally, they admitted that a woman had passed away there.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, and when she would be sitting down on the couch, she would see, like, somebody sitting beside her.
Oh, no
like,
way.
Like, you'd see an imprint on the spot beside her?
Yeah. I would run away.
And she would feel, like, a cold breeze and then she investigated to put sage around in every corner of the house, and you have to say, like, this seance thing.
Yeah.
And then she forgot to open the window, so the fire department came.
Oh,
they
no!
knew automatically. So they knew automatically what they were doing, and they're like, well, you know, we don't know if this works, but if it makes you feel better. Anyway, ended up she had to move.
Wow. Really?
Yeah,
wow.
It just That's wasn't crazy. Going.
Do you agree with what Sam said, that it has to be, like, an older property in order for it to be haunted?
I don't think so.
No. See, Sam?
I think entities just come in and out wherever they want.
Yeah,
they can do whatever they want. They're spirits. Yeah. They're dead.
Exactly.
Okay, you're the closest thing to a professional here right now. So do you think I'm being haunted?
I think there could be something there, but it could be maybe your neighbor. I don't know.
Playing
I don't
pranks.
Want to scare you, but maybe.
Why don't you buy an industrial flashlight? Take the batteries out.
See what happens.
If it starts to go on and off, time to leave.
Okay, thank you so much for your call, and thank you for listening.
Thank you. Have a great day, guys.
We're getting so many texts right now at 92925. People saying, number one, they were terrified by that story, and stories of their own as well. And this text, I think, kind of paints the picture. It said, Nikki, you're in Griffintown. It's an old Irish burial ground.
Oh.
And it's St. Patrick's Day this weekend.
Right.
So the ghosts are acting up.
The ghosts are partying.
I know you guys think this is a joke, but I hope. Does this mean it'll be over after Sunday then?
If that fails, someone says, get a vacuum and just suck it up.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll work. Yeah. Right in the vacuum.
Sure.
Ghostbusters wasn't real.
Montreal's most listened to morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Would you pay money to be good in bed? And if so, how much? We're taking your text at 92925. We got a text from Lena. She said, I don't need to pay to be good. I know I'm good.
Oh,
well,
Lena.
Snap.
She's sexy. Well, and she knows
snap.
It.
So they did a survey, asked 2,000 people about things they'd be willing to pay to be good at. And so sort of on one side of the spectrum, there were superpowers. So like people said they'd spend on average of $142,000 to be able to heal or regenerate. That makes sense.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. You can also go to med school and use that money to
heal.
Wolverine, like regenerate.
Actually regenerate, exactly. Time travel, $128,000 would pay.
That'd be cool.
The ability to turn invisible, $123,000, and teleportation was right around there as well. But then they got to speaking about skills that we actually can learn if we just weren't lazy and put in a little bit of effort, and people were still willing to pay an awful lot of money to be able to do those things. $5,000 to be a culinary genius. Over $6,000 to be a really great public speaker, because that is like crippling for a lot of people, right?
A lot of people's number one fear.
Playing an instrument, which I mean, people learn to play instruments all the time.
YouTube
it. Yeah, $5,500. People said they'd spend almost $6,000 to be less anxious. That's not surprising. And to be good in bed, people said they would spend over $8,000.
But I don't get it. Like, what are you missing if you're not good in bed? Like,
What are you missing?
Like, what are you gonna learn for $8,000, how to thrust, how to, like, you know, seduce? I don't know.
Can you
like,
stop saying those words? Thank you.
I don't get it. Just practice, you know?
I mean,
I'm
going to go out on a limb and say it was mostly men who said this.
Probably,
of course
yes.
It was.
Okay. But I think they want people walking away being like, wow. Like, I think that's sort of what they had in mind, just to, like, be able to blow people's minds, maybe. Be just that impressive.
Of all the things in the world to want to master, this is not high up on my list.
Well,
I don't know.
What would you guys pay to be really great at?
In bed, you mean?
No, in general.
Oh,
in life.
They meant like what? With thrusting or no?
Again, can we not say thrust? Can we not?
I would definitely pay, you know what? I would like to, I think the superpowers thing is definitely the way to go for me. I can learn how to be a good cook or
how
to play an instrument. No, because my wife won't let me. She doesn't trust me. I would definitely want to be able to fly. I mean, that would be cool, but I don't know. Any skill that I don't have, I can just learn.
Okay.
I don't need to pay
Sam,
any money.
I would pay money to just be able to grow hair.
Like,
I'm not going to go greedy with this. Just, you know, give me some of the basics. You know?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I might pay money to be able to eat whatever I want, whenever I want, and have
no
effect on my weight or health. You know, like no health issues at all.
That would be awesome,
If you could just eat whatever.
And then you'd be at which restaurant every day?
Oh, where would I go? I don't know. I don't know.
The possibilities.
The possibilities are endless. Absolutely. It's kind of sad. I mean, they say that it takes about 10,000 hours to learn a new skill. And this is sort of reflective of the world we're living in right now, where people are like, well, is there a quicker way to get there?
Yeah.
I'm always so impressed by the video. It went viral not too long ago of a man who learned to do a backflip, like within one day.
Yeah.
And you watch sort of the lapse in the video. And he's not even close the first time he tries to take a backflip.
Like, we should try to do that with Sam.
A backflip?
Learn how to do a backflip throughout the show.
He gave me hope for a split second, and then I looked at a mat, and I'm like, there's no way.
No, right?
Because I can't do that initial, you just have to...
The initial thrust.
The backward thrust, yeah.
You guys, no more thrusting.
I'll do backflips on trampolines. How's that?
It's a great story, but is it true?
Time for Nikki, Sam, and Andy's to tell the truth.
All right, we always love when you play along with us at 92925. We have a stranger come in, tell us some amazing story, and sometimes they're telling the truth and sometimes they're complete liars, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
fat liars.
About to do that again. We have a stranger walking in right now. Okay, welcome. So basically just introduce yourself and let us know why you're here this morning.
Hi, my name is Alex. I'm an artist, and I was commissioned to paint a portrait of Ellen when she came to the Bell Center.
Ooh.
Oh, recently.
So who commissioned you to make this art?
Well, background story on Ellen, she loves art.
Mm-hmm.
She collects it. And so they sent me a picture. Fast forward to the day before it was supposed to be picked up. Who walks in through the door but Ellen?
No way!
And I'm like, you know, it's kind of one of those moments where you're drinking and you start to spit out what you're drinking. You're shocked.
Your stomach doing backflips?
Oh, I was like, yeah, I still have goosebumps. So we chit-chatted. She took a look around. She's hilarious, by the way.
Yeah.
She's as funny in person as she is, like, on TV. Show.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, there's one thing that's making me question your story. It's the fact, and I don't really know how to say this, and I know you're a super fan, but a lot of people say she's not that nice.
She was fabulous.
Yeah.
I mean, she's an actress too, right?
True. Mm-hmm. And maybe I'm starting to think maybe she was comfortable in the environment too.
Oh, absolutely.
And you were giving her something.
Does she look older or younger in real life than she looks on TV?
She looked good.
Yeah.
I kind of expected to see a little more
wrinkles.
Yeah, I really did.
What did you paint to get their attention? Like, what was your resume,
I do a lot of portrait painting. I actually sent a couple portraits of animals because I know she loves dogs.
Okay. Right. Okay, I'm sorry. Did you say that Portia was there or was not there when she came in?
She was not there. Okay. I was a little bit disappointed, but...
Who do you think wears the pants in that relationship? Do you think there's a boss? Like, some relationships have a boss.
I honestly think that it appears like Ellen, perhaps, but I think Portia really runs
the show.
Ellen thinks that she runs the show, but it's really Portia.
I know some relationships like that, Andy. Thinks he runs the show, you're with his wife for 5 minutes, and you know what the truth is.
She wasn't in the city for that long, and I just have a hard time believing that she would take time out of whatever little time she had in Montreal for a commission painting that she could have had commissioned anywhere in the world.
I think it's just who she is, reaching out to her fan base.
Okay, since you're a super fan, what is Ellen's diet restriction?
She's a vegan.
Who is her DJ on her show?
Twitch.
Don't you love Twitch so
much? Okay, seriously?
I know.
Did they make you sign any like non-disclosure things about stuff you can talk about, can't talk about, stuff you can show? Can you plug her name on your website? Like there was nothing to sign, no confidentiality.
They did
nothing.
Ask me, they said with the picture, like not to post it until they posted.
Did she seem like a germaphobe? Did she seem uncomfortable, like maybe touching you or anything around?
We did like a little bit of a hug. I don't know, because I'm a huggy person.
Right.
So I just kind of like, so I went in for the hug. So if she is a germaphobe, that's like,
you don't know.
She's not anymore. She's got all your germs up in her.
She was just spraying stuff on her as soon as she left.
She could have been like...
antibacterial. What's her middle name?
Oh, God. For a super fan.
Yeah, she's lying. She's
lying.
Sweet.
Sounds like an excuse to me. Her middle name...
You don't know her middle name. Hello?
I'm not a super fan. Ellen Lee.
Ellen Lee DeGeneres. I got me in that one.
What's your background in art? Are you a teacher? You sound like you own your own studio.
Yes.
Is that your profession?
It has become my profession.
Okay.
I used to be a teacher, a preschool teacher.
Do you do nudes? Do you paint nudes?
No.
Okay, good.
Not yet.
Sam has been working on a gift for his girlfriend. Here's the thing.
Boudoir shots.
He is so hairy that it would just be black everywhere.
I would also have to pay $5,000 for that portrait because it'd be so
detailed.
But
maybe I could do a live painting of you guys.
That would be so fun.
That'd be cool.
That'd be so really fun. Cool. We could live stream it. That'd be super be awesome. Fun.
Like over the course
so
of a show or something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
The Ellen thing hasn't gone to your head, clearly, because I think some people will be walking around being like, hello, my name is Alex, and I painted Ellen.
I kind of do that to my family.
You're allowed.
Sure, yeah, they love it. Yeah,
yeah. Tough one this morning. Here's a texter. Antoinetta says, lie. Ellen would have posted her portrait on Instagram by now 100%.
Okay. Somebody else said she's absolutely telling the truth. She knows too many details. She can tell in the voice. Mm-hmm. This one says, all artists do nudes, so that's why she's like,
someone says she's lying because she didn't answer the question of how she was reached.
Oh, okay.
Oh, she
okay.
avoided the truth.
Yeah. Okay, well, it's time for us to take our guesses. We're very competitive here.
Some more than others.
I'll be the first to admit I'm bad at it, though. I'm not good at this game. I always trust people, apparently. So, Andy, why don't you go first and take your guess this morning?
I am going to say that you are telling the truth. You had a lot of details, and I'm looking at you, and you're not sweating at all. And so you would do really well under an interrogation lamp. You don't break under pressure. I'm going to say you're telling the truth.
Sam?
I think you're an artist. I think you are an Ellen super fan, but I think this is a big fantasy for you. I don't think that she had that time in Montreal to go out of her way for something like this.
And to show up herself, too. Like, not send her people.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there are people that spend thousands on meet and greets and didn't get that kind of attention. I hope it happens one day. I don't think it happened this time. I'm going to say you're lying.
Okay, I am going to say... I'm going to say that you're telling the truth, too. I think there was quite a bit of detail in there.
There was.
She just seems so, like, she said she's an NDG girl. Like, I can't not trust her. Listen, if you're lying, you're going to break my soul today, okay? I trust you right now. But there was a lot of detail, and I think I know how much Ellen is into design and art. So that's what makes me think that when she does go to these cities, if she is going to take time out to do anything, mm-hmm. it doesn't surprise me that it would be to visit an artist or to purchase art for her home.
If you are lying, you are a really good actor. So you're an artist in that sense.
All right. Yeah. Let's get the drum roll going.
Yeah.
Alex, can you please reveal?
I'm not an artist.
No! Oh, yes! My gosh! You are actually kidding me right now.
I'm not an artist.
Come on.
Yes.
I'm artsy.
That's not good enough.
I can draw.
That's not good enough.
Sam. I knew you were going to be a problem. Sam. I knew you were. I was trying to make eye contact.
See, right through it.
Wow.
You're an artist,
shocked.
All right? A f***ing artist. Yeah.
My brother and my sister would agree with you 100%.
Oh, my God. Well, bye. No. Thank you so much for coming
my
in.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me. I love you guys.
That was good. Yes.
Every morning.
Oh, my God. I don't think anybody's been as bad at anything in the history of the world as I am at this game. I don't think. I think
congratulations.
I think I've had one right in all these weeks.
You've got no strategy that's working for you. You try to do it. Guess with Sam, you're wrong. Guess with me, you're wrong. Follow your instinct, you're wrong. Go against your instinct, you're wrong.
Next week, I'm telling you, okay? Next week.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 925.